From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Little Breeches, Horse of a Different Color by Ralph Moody. Let's begin with Chapter 1, I Become a Drover. My first sight of Beaver Valley, lying just south of the Nebraska boundary in western Kansas, was on July 4, 1919. I had been a Colorado ranch boy, and following my father's death in 1910, I had worked a couple of summers for one of the leading cattle dealers there. Shortly after the outbreak of World War I, my mother moved the family to Massachusetts. I was turned down for enlistment in the Army right after my 19th birthday, so I went away to work at carpentry in a munitions plant, where I lost more than 50 pounds during the fall of 1918. When, at the armistice, I went home, Boston specialists diagnosed my malady as diabetes, advanced to the stage where I could live no longer than 6 months. Our family doctor disagreed with that prognosis, put me on a strict diet, and sent me west to live outdoors in the sunshine. I spent the winter and the spring of 1919 in Arizona and New Mexico, riding horse falls for an outfit shooting cowboy and Indian movies, and making plaster busts of small-town bankers. I saved several hundred dollars, which I kept hidden in the cuffs of my Levi's, but lost it when my buddy and I split up in Kansas City, and he took my Levi's by mistake. Dead broke and weighing barely 100 pounds, I hopped the night mail train for Denver, sure that I could get a cowhand job from my old boss. But I was caught and kicked off the train at McCook, Nebraska.